I don't want to brag or anything, but I finished a jigsaw puzzle in like a week. The box says 2 to 4 years.
What? What does that mean?
Never mind. Anyway, what's up, guys?
We back. Was this episode what?
Seven.
We got our boy back. He here. You want to tell him who's here?
The Sultan of SWAT.
What?
The Colossus of Crash.
The Great Bambi.
You mean that wimpy deer?
That's what I thought you said. Isn't that what you said?
I'm done.
Taj is here.
Yeah.
So. What's up, everybody?
Yay!
You brought him back. Jorge. Oh, sorry. I was supposed to come back episode 13. This is what I told myself.
I was like, that's a random episode.
But everybody apparently loved me so much that you guys requested it, and now I'm back.
You just happen to be here.
No one said shit.
You bitch, shut you.
So we got Taj with us on this episode. We're talking about nostalgia, because in our last episode, we dropped our top 10 Disney and Pixar. I think we need to revisit that also for the other ones.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple we left out, a couple good ones. Should we do a DreamWorks one too?
Yeah. There's not enough.
There is enough.
For okay. DreamWorks. Maybe I'm like.
We'll do like obscure like animated movies from that time. But it just got us thinking of like all the stuff from the 90s and everything, and that brought up nostalgia. So I think we're gonna touch base a little bit on that now. Will you turn that shit off? We can't play it. Yes, that's copyrighted. We're going to be flagged.
If you play over 60 seconds.
Play over 30 seconds.
30 seconds. That's what I said.
You did not say that. And we got a recorded saying you did not say that.
Hey, I got a piece in, baby. What's happening, y'all? I got y'all out there. Send me all the requests, the songs y'all want to hear. And when I'm on here, you know I got you, baby. Big T.
We're going to be flagged in like your next 10 episodes. Hey, you guys recording?
Hey, where's the episodes I was on? All the motherfuckers got took down.
Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Kiwan and I work with kids. And I know you see this a couple times. And I know I've seen it more than once. But every now and then a kid will come up and either say something that was like a joke that we heard as kids or show us a game that we knew as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like some kid tried to show me how to make the little S thing. You know, that we used to make all the time.
What, the Mexican S?
Yeah.
Is that what you called it? We can call that Mexican S.
I just associated it with Mexican.
The South Side. Like,
yeah, the South Side S. We were like the two lines.
Like three lines down and then you drop. Yeah, we never said that.
There was people who could not do that shit to save their life.
I couldn't.
For real?
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
I used to make all kind of different versions of it. Like, I got so bored. I would like add 18 lines and try and connect them all and make one big ass ass out of it. It didn't always work.
I remember drawing that shit. Like, once you learned how to do it, you just couldn't stop drawing it. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where it came from. We didn't call it a Mexican S. We just called it like some graffiti S.
I know.
Never we didn't call it anything.
I didn't call anything, but I just associated with them.
Yeah, me too. Always.
Like, mostly.
That's racist.
They would draw that shit.
Yeah, they'd be like you want to see something? Yeah. Food? And I'd be like,
they open their drawing book.
Yeah, S's all over their pages.
And they would always be like a lowrider they drew and like some random girl.
God, I hated that.
The homies, you got
to I hated that.
Oh, my God.
I hated it so much.
The folders that you have with the homies on it?
All right, hold on.
The homies was hilarious.
I used to fuck with the lowriders,
yeah,
because I thought that shit was dope as hell. Because Oakland had the scraper bikes, I saw that and I was like, fuck yeah, I want a scraper bike. And my mom's like, I'll get you one of those lowrider bikes. And I was like, you know, that shit about to be stolen in like 2 days. Man. And she's like, yeah, that's right. So
I remember when my homie got one too. But on the subject of those S's, I was drawing them in this class. I ended up getting transferred to another class, but the teacher on there was like, that's not why, but she was like, she came over the second day of school and was like, hey, this is fifth grade. We don't doodle in here.
Okay. Bitch.
Breath stink.
And that's why you got transferred, huh?
Yeah. Like,
oatmeal exact and old reason. Balls.
Excuse
my language, y'all. This is a Disney podcast.
This ain't the Disney one. You good. But, yeah, so, like, they tried to show me the S. they try to show me like old board games. They're like, oh, you never played Uno before or Connect Four, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's what we grew up on.
Right. Yeah.
It was called DOS when you were alive.
What? Taj is all the way. Oh, my
God. It was still called DOS.
You know what? I'm leaving.
I'm out. Okay.
It's your phone. We're recording all.
We're waiting to hear the door close.
Speaking of nostalgia, like, I think... Oh, my gosh. Oh, do you guys remember the Dunkaroos?
The like snack?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was my favorite snack.
Kiwan.
I love Dunkaroos.
Why?
You didn't like Dunkaroos?
No.
Bro, with the icing in the
mouth. All right.
Yeah.
Kiwan wanted all the little Caucasian snacks.
I don't know about
Taj, no, hold on. Before he tried to blast me.
What?
Let's talk about elementary went to.
Palmer.
It was a predominantly white.
Predominantly?
Yeah, you know what I mean. It was mostly white. You know, so we had to get with the program.
He's like, Dunkaroos and Goldfish.
That's why Kiwan was in there. Back streets, back
arms. Yes. So if people don't know me, I love every type of music. Yeah. So...
Facts.
You can hear me singing a Britney Spears song, and then the next song you can hear me go, Gucci 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 bandana.
Who the hell sings that?
Gucci, Soulja Boy.
Gucci. it's the remix.
Yeah. Soulja Boy.
Sorry.
Big Soulja. Big Draco.
Nostalgia. Is it like a feeling to y'all though? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I love it.
Other than just like a word.
Yeah, I mean, it brings back a whole bunch of memories of like
it gives
everything.
You that good feeling.
Yeah, like the big one I think for me would be Pokemon because I was so into it.
Oh, I was kind of into it.
I convinced my mom because I was an only child and like I didn't live near a lot of friends, you know. So my mom was a single parent also. So I tried to convince her like, look. All you need to do is buy me a Game Boy and Pokemon Red, and I'm set for hours. Like, and I mean, like, more than just, like, a day or two. Like, I put in, like, 500 hours into, like, the first game I ever played. You know, just trying to, like, literally catch them all.
If you hear that music today.
Oh, I sing word for word.
No, I mean, that's that nostalgia feeling you'll get, like.
Right.
You remember the music that would play during Pokemon Red, like, when you're walking through the fucking...
Yeah.
Dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, that shit, like, will take you straight back.
Hold up, that's the wrong one.
And that's how I feel about, like, Mario.
Oh, Mario.
Mario's music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a video of a guy who made a Tesla coil, which I'll explain in another episode, but...
Oh, when you did the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I heard
shit
that.
Was dope, man.
That's just so creative.
So creative.
But it's like crazy because.
And did you see he was lighting stuff up? My bad, not to. But he was like literally, he could put anything.
Yeah,
by
he was like redirecting the lightning to like other stuff. Yeah, yeah. Crazy. But yeah, like it's just. It's a cool feeling because at the same time, it's like kids are getting into Pokemon, you know, or like.
Yeah,
you know,
it's Mario, crazy how it came
Zelda,
back.
You know, and it's like. Damn, like, I remember playing, like, the original games, you know, and the kids are like, oh, did you play this game? Like, did you play Breath of the Wild? And I'm like, no, but I played A Link to the Past. And they're like, oh, I played that one. I'm like, yeah, I
know
that
what
one.
What the hell you just said?
Breath of the Wild is the new Legend of Zelda for the Switch.
Oh, okay.
Link to the Past Link to the Past was on the Game Boy Color.
Okay, I was like, I don't know what game you just said.
Well, because you guys aren't, like, that big into video games as I am. That's why.
Because you're a geek.
Like, no. Hey, I'm jobbed up.
Hey, I'm geeked up.
I'm geeked up.
No, but yeah, my clients, I have some little kid clients, and they're starting to like stuff that I did, like Power Rangers. And of course, they watch all the new ones, but occasionally they'll come in and they'll be like, yeah, I watched the original Power Rangers.
So good.
It was so good. And I'm like, dude, I could tell you so much about the toys that I had back then.
Right. The McDonald's?
Yeah.
The,
do you remember the fucking the Power Rangers, though, that you could literally flip their head from
and it would be there.
I hated those. I hated it because their chest looked so big.
So
and, like, the rest of the body looked
big. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I know this one kid. This kid, he's woke. So he has a... Well, his parents are... Oh, yeah, you hate that shit. but...
Don't say it again.
he has a CD player, an MP3 player. He wears like these vintage like shirts, like 90s, 80s shirts.
Really?
And he like knows about all like 90s stuff. Like,
parents, we were parents having got him on that stuff?
Huh? Yeah.
That's dope.
He's
in fifth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
We talked like for like 30 minutes about all the stuff. He was like, yeah, I just learned about that. And then we were just like conversating on it. Other people were like, what? What is that?
It's y'all trip.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of our business, bitch.
This is an A and B conversation. You can see your way out.
I don't care.
Like, what?
I don't care if you're in fifth grade.
I wonder if kids have little sayings like that.
Like what?
A and B.
No, they're not as clever now. A lot of it's just kind of blunt and straight to the point.
Yeah, you're right.
There are some quick-witted kids. No, there are some kids out there.
You'd be like, you're right. For the most part, they will not. They'll just say exactly
that's where. That's where the whole term, like, savage comes from. Where it's like, because everybody just, like, bluntly, like, will tell you, like, no, fuck off. Like, ooh, it's savage. You know, like. But for us, it was like, hey, A and B conversation. See your way out. And everybody's like, ooh, you know.
That was dope.
Like. But I feel like our generation was, you know.
What about?
We got.
This is a January, February conversation. You should march your way out of it.
I've never heard that one.
I made that up. So you probably heard it from me. I made that up. Or I thought I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. You probably heard it from me. Every time Kiwan, I do a good joke, he's like, what is that from?
Where'd you get that?
Was it from this one movie?
Yeah.
No, this isn't nostalgia, Kiwan. This is my jokes. I'm good at this.
No, that's what a good one. What did we used to do at Palmer? Like, we used to be like, what were we into?
I don't know what we used to talk about. I just know we were.
We went to elementary school together.
And our link together through all of our friends was basketball at the time. Even though I didn't really know shit about basketball at the time. I just know that y'all was cool and I was.
I'm trying to think, like, what were we like? We still had interest. Like, we were like, oh, we like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I fuck with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, well, the other day, I had a kid come up, and, like, he got a piece of paper, and he threw it. He's like, ooh, Kobe. And I was like, what?
Right.
I was like, that's still a thing now? Like, yeah, some kids say Curry, you know, but I like saying Kobe, you know, because I used to watch him. I'm like, damn, like, that's how you know things are changing when people are, like, now saying Curry when they shoot stuff.
Right.
You know.
If I ever see that, I'll scream.
Ah! Ah!
Get out of here.
Ah!
Yeah, so what are, like, what would you say gives you the most nostalgia, being that it's directly related to the thing you love most and you see it now, you know?
I'll probably say, like, TV shows or, like, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I... Especially, remember, it was one night we were just watching, like, the intros to, like, the cartoons in the 90s. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was hooked.
That shit, like, literally almost brings you to tears. Like,
yes!
Because you're like, bro, this brings a... Because it doesn't only bring back, you know, the memory of you watching it. But it brings back even the feeling that you may have had that week or year or day.
When it came on, you knew you were about to
or, like, who you're with at the time. Like, oh, I remember watching this with my best friend, you know. Like, and it was, like, the day before he left or whatever, you know. And, like, I remember this episode and this is what got us into it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how nostalgia can come on at any moment, you know. And it's like a borderline between deja vu and, but it can be sparked by any little thing, even like a smell or a picture. You see a picture or something. Like, I seen a picture.
I was telling Kiwan, there's a Mace song that comes on. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear it, I go, I just got to eat a cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why? And I was like, because my mom used to play softball and we used to drive out to like some random fields. I never knew where it was, you know, because I was a kid and I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But she would always pick me up at McDonald's and I would always eat a cheeseburger. Yeah. And every time I was in the car, that song would come on.
Yeah.
So like music is a big thing for me because I was in band for like 7 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What
did you play?
I played clarinet, bass clarinet, and tenor sax.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to read music.
Yeah,
it was like straight drumline style. Mm. Like I could hear it and then like mimic the fingers and then like I could always keep time and I could always find the beat.
Yeah.
So it was really easy for me in that sense.
Yeah.
But like, my connection towards music, you know, with dancing and everything else now, like, so when I hear music, it, like, I automatically relate certain songs to certain parts of, like, my life
yeah.
and certain things. So
I do
any same. Any nostalgia yeah, songs, right? It's like, oh, this, like, immediately flashes me back to, like, oh, you were in the car at this point, you know, mm-hmm. and you were at a stoplight, and you looked over, and there's the same guy there every mm-hmm. single time, you know, you looked over, you know, or you got picked up from school, and this song comes on every single time,
yep. right.
you know.
Same thing, like, when I had football practice, which I hated.
Oh, I hate it.
So that's what I was going to, that leads me to my next question, but before I ask y'all, like, I would go to football practice,
mm-hmm.
and, like, every day, you would hear, wanna be a baller,
yeah.
shot caller, 20, and I hate that song to this day because it reminds me of football practice.
Mine was EI, because EI would come on every single time we practiced.
Yeah, that reminds me of good days, because we traveled to Las Vegas. We drove to Las Vegas when that first came mm-hmm. out. And
I just remember, guys?
Yeah.
one of the parents, because I used to play on a traveling soccer team, one of the parents would always like, bump his trunk open, mm-hmm. right? And he'd have like
a system?
Yeah. Just like slapping system. And also like you hear it, and we're like, yeah, we're all like practicing. The other parents are like, what in the hell?
Man, I remember when that album dropped, because that was what we played the whole way to Vegas. Oh,
Country Grammar, right?
Yep.
Oh, that thing slaps so hard.
Slap. Man. And so do y'all think, I'm going to look up the definition in a minute, but do you think that nostalgia is only positive?
No, it could be negative too.
Yeah.
It all depends on...
It just brings something back, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I feel like definitely. It just brings...
I mean, because it could also bring like a heartbreak back too, you know? It's like, yeah, damn, like that was mm-hmm. that was a song that her and I would listen to all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I personally hate setting up certain songs or certain artists with like a girlfriend at the time, mm-hmm. you know, because for the fear that if her and I break up, like I can't listen to Ed Sheeran no more.
What?
Because yeah, I know. My ex and I,
we used to cheese play.
Oh, what's
shit.
Her name? Sorry, no.
No, not that one. Because I told her immediately I hated Ed Sheeran, but there was another girl that I dated before that. I told her, I was like, I don't, like, I can't listen to it anymore, because, like, that was one of the songs that would always play when we were going to, like, this huge breakup.
Mm.
So, like, now every time I hear Ed Sheeran on, it's like, nope, change it. Like, I don't want to hear it at all. Because it, like, brings that back, you know? It's, like, nostalgia in a sense, but it's not something I want to remember.
No, I have that, too, where, like, especially a girl be like, this is my favorite artist. And they'd be trying to force you to listen to their songs. And then, like, you finally get into it. And then you guys are not talking anymore, and then all of a sudden you hear that, you like, oh my god, turn right. this off.
I mean, that's what Stranger Things is also for me too. Like, I can't watch the rest of that because my ex was really big on it.
Oh.
She like forced me to like watch it, and like I got into it, and after we broke up, I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Nah,
like,
just you're tweaking for that.
Shut up.
That's a good ass. All right.
That is a great show.
Yeah. If you let her ruin that for you.
But I'm also not a big like TV person. Like I can't sit there and like binge
Netflix
watch episodes
isn't
all the time.
TV,
it's the same thing.
Streaming,
okay? You're still watching people
streaming.
Act in 30 minute spans.
A phone, phone-a-vision.
Phone-a-vision. Mm. And then next year they're bringing Smell-a-vision.
Right.
Hey, that smells like the 80s.
That smells like regret. Say no. Yeah, so let me think of some nostalgic things of mine. I don't know. Like, I feel like the more you... It has to be in the moment, too, to really...
Realize. You'd be like, yeah.
Do you feel like it has to be an impactful moment? Like, no. Or can it be, like, just, like...
Just, like, a small...
Thing?
Yeah, like, it could be, like, laundry detergent smell, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true too.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. That will take you right back, and it can really put you in a good mood or a bad mood.
Right.
I remember the movie Antoine Fisher, where he was talking about how if it smelled like pancakes and coffee, he knew it was gonna be a good morning.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah. It smells from, yeah, like, breakfast food. Oh, my God.
Do you ever get the ones where it's, like, you're walking down the street and you catch a smell of, like, a perfume or something, and you immediately think of, like, some girl, and you turn around and you're like, part of me hopes it's her and part of me hopes it's, like, not her.
Yeah.
Kind of. You're like, yeah, girls. Like, yeah. That's, or kind of, even, like,
or like family members.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Family members.
Yeah, that's a.
When you smell, you like.
If a girl smells like a like your mom, or you know, even from your childhood, you're like, nah, I'm good.
No,
yeah,
that's a big.
That's
what the fuck do you got that?
That's That's part of the reason why I didn't date some of these.
Yeah, there's one girl that smelled like my cousin, because they use the same perfume.
Sister,
and I was like, nope. Nope, I can't do it. I can't associate that smell with you.
Oh, and especially
or if the lip gloss. I would smell. You smell the lip gloss. You be like, fuck.
My lip gloss is cool. Yeah. My lip gloss is popping.
Right. Why you always gotta smell like Love Spell or that damn?
What you know about me?
Bath and Body Works.
That shit hardly works.
What about Cool Water? That shit probably works.
What about certain styles, like styles of clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know the 90s is like making a big comeback, and I feel like this partly our reason.
That's
for
what I was
that.
Gonna say. I'm mad that
this 80s.
You threw away all your shirts from when you were
so,
a kid.
Oh,
that still kills me to
like,
this day.
The starter jackets, I had like three or four of them, and I got rid of them because I wanted to be cool and be in. So I started having tall tees and baggy pants, which I look back on those pictures, I look terrible.
Yeah. Well, none of that shit aged well.
Nah, but you look back at 90s shit and you're like,
but
even 90s, in the 2000s,
you were fitting. You were, it was like more fit.
But
like,
even if you like looked at that stuff in your, like, say when we were in high school, if we looked back at our parents in the 90s, we weren't going to say, like, damn, they was whack. Like, we were like, they were fresh for their day.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like, I don't know what the fuck we was doing in the 2000s.
Oh, my God. That shit was terrible. 2000
was baggy everything. Man. Tall tees was a huge thing. Baggy pants.
Tall tees. That's all I wore.
I couldn't get baggy pants because, like, pants wouldn't fit me already. So, like, I was already having a hard time.
Bro, I wanted my pants to be sagging. Like, I used to be loving. I used to be like, yes. They're sagging.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like them, like, fitting and, like, comfortable in a sense. And
what about skinny legs?
Skinny jeans?
Yeah. Skinny jeans, yeah.
I wore
them.
Like,
I didn't wear them in high school.
I never wore them once.
I had them, right. Remember the pair I had? It was senior year, though. But I had my red Chucks, low top. And my white tee, my little Hanes white tee, and my fucking red, it was a red belt with the rock star, like, metal spokes on that shit, because I wanted to be Lil Wayne. So
And
I had my wallet chain.
Oh, my God.
The wallet chain. Yeah, oh, my God. I forgot chain. I had that, too.
I still fuck with a wallet chain. I just have to find the right one.
Remember,
do you want, like, the classic one? Do you want it, like, more discreet?
No, I don't mind. I don't want a big ass one.
No,
I'm not saying like a huge one.
I've never
one,
liked
like,
those
down
anyway.
To like your thigh. I'm talking like, you know, maybe a small one around your pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never liked those anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna get roasted like a med did with his.
Oh, I was about to talk about that.
That
oh
was
my
whack. Wild chains can never be wet.
She fried him. Oh my God! And Ahmed was getting
mad. Ahmed was so cute. Was so gun ho about it too.
I
was like, "Hey, this
is like fuck that bitch."
I ain't saying nothing about you, Ahmed.
No, but that
we're not talking
about.
It was just funny. Like,
that was hilarious.
No, because that was like a cool thing at the time to have like the clip on like phone case.
Yeah. He's been having that since high school, but he tried to
tell you he has it somewhere.
No, he has it still.
Just in case.
Hey, you know,
his shit
I got
was
a
so
show.
Big too. It'll probably fit his iPhone. In.
But I still can't get over it. She was calling him dad.
Oh no! Remember? I wasn't with y'all. Y'all
yes,
told
you were.
Me.
Oh, oh.
Y'all
no, she
about it.
She recorded
Kylo.
The video and we saw it and we showed him.
Oh yeah, she like zoomed in on
it.
Yeah,
it was a video and like we
like
showed it to
in.
You.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever.
Who recorded it?
Some girl.
The girl.
What girl?
The one you were like, oh. You're not a virgin anymore.
I said that.
Remember you said, until I went over. You.
Oh, yeah. Miss Sock Puppet.
Oh yeah, we want to do that. We want to reenact that girl. You know who we talked about? No.
Sorry. That Hot Pocket was not doing me justice.
I know.
I told you.
Hey, I was hungry. You need Pepto. I don't have food. Okay.
Hey, Hot Pocket, give us a check.
You need some Pepto.
Even though I'm not a I'm kind of a regular.
This podcast brought to you by Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Hey, that'd be dope. What were some cool advertisements that you remember from like the 90s? I remember
you were just talking about.
That I remember the Capri Sun ones. Yeah. All the time. They like turned into like liquid and like flew around and like formed up. I was like, damn, those are so dope.
I pulled up the Mentos commercial.
Yes.
Mentos special. Yeah.
And remember when the guy like sat down on the bench?
They're like, these people can get away with anything. And I'm like, right, really? Like, who does this shit?
Or the Kynet bar. What would you do?
Okay. Yeah, I remember the Kix cereal.
Yeah.
Do you remember
with the bunny?
No,
that's with the kids, and then they're like eating.
Yep, and then there's there's a berry version of it.
Yeah,
and like all these berries start falling on this kid all over his house. You know what I'm saying? And,
No, that's when it like first came out, and I was like, damn, some of this looks really good. I want this shit.
And it actually was good, but that's one commercial that really just takes
tricks.
Me back.
The tricks.
Yeah, tricks demon.
Silly rabbits. Yeah. She's gonna be kids.
My and then when they came out with the yogurt.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I loved it and then like I started hating it.
Yeah, it got really bad. Like
right.
It was too sweet.
I was trying to tell my mom, I was like, I don't like this anymore. She's like, I just bought you a brand new pack of this. I'm like, I don't like it anymore. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna eat it. And she's like, what? Why don't you like yogurt? I'm like, look, I don't know.
Most of that stuff though, like we liked the commercials, so he's like, oh, I need to get that.
No, but I used to eat it, like, all the time. It was just one of those, like, I didn't like it anymore.
I didn't say about you, but I'm just, like, in general. Right. I know I'll look at a commercial and thought it was cool. I'll be like, can we go buy that? And my mom be like, why you want that?
90s had a shit ton of false advertisement.
It'll be a Crustable.
Do you remember the Chips Ahoy? Yeah, exactly. The Cookie Crisp? It used to be, like, a dog.
Yeah, Cookie Crisp.
And then they changed it to a wolf.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're right. And the dog was,
he had like a spot over his eye or something like that. I was like, I could have swore this shit was a dog.
I remember
before.
There was commercials for it too, but we actually had one. We just used it one time, but it was like this big ass fucking light. It looked like a hair dryer, but there was these little bitty colored light bulbs. Yeah, light brights.
Yeah.
You would make God.
Light brights were so
cool. I love the commercials for that, and I love playing with that thing.
Yeah, because it was just a classic thing. Oh, man. Fuck.
Kids today would have fun with that shit.
Yeah.
And they would have fun with most of
them. All of them commercials. You remember the commercials where it'd be like that sand that you
Moon sand?
Yeah, sand. Like,
we had that. I actually got that for one of my kids because it was a sensory thing because he had like autism and he had a hard time with the touching other stuff, but he loved mixing up the sand. I was like, look, you can pour it in, and he's like watching, like his eyes lit up, and I like lifted the sand out. He's like, what? And I was like, but don't lift it out, keep it in. He's like, okay, you know. Yeah. But it was fun. I'm like, shit, I'll play in this with you. Kids are like coming up, don't touch this. This is just for us
today.
And I'm like, but I'm gonna have to wash my hands because you put your hands in your mouth, and that's not cool. But
I feel like all those old commercials, because remember they were on a kids channel. They would be back to back to back to back.
Oh, they're like, still on there. If you watch like Cartoon Network or it's just Nickelodeon, you'll see it more.
Rare now, right?
Yeah, well, because like most of the things like video games and like different
stuff. You know
what
would be weird if they're like nowadays, they're like, and we do accept Venmo instead of three payments of $19.99.
Or Cash App. Yeah. They had Cash App at the game. It was like, what? We accept cash or Cash App. I was like, what?
Now picture,
that's a little sus, though.
In a few years when kids are like, dang, you guys remember Cash App? Like, that's nostalgic to them.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was at a point, someone posted a tweet like a year ago or something like that. And they're like, why can't someone go on our page and music starts playing? Like, why can't we have something like that? And I was like, damn, we hit a generation that doesn't know about MySpace.
Man,
that's crazy. Yep.
Or like, because the big ones back then was Zynga and MySpace.
Zynga.
No. Zynga was a blog. No. And it was just like, you can just write stuff.
I know, so like, white people meet.
Shut up. Black Planet.
Black Planet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Black Planet.
Y'all remember
AOL? I used to want an AOL so bad.
I remember this girl, this fine-ass girl, told me, hit me up on AOL. I was like,
oh, AOL?
Yeah.
ASL?
Yeah.
Age, sex, or location?
Oh, hell no.
Because you
remember used to be Rotten.com?
What?
Rotten.com?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember that. Do y'all remember StickDeath.com?
StickDeath.com.
Oh, my God.
Newgrounds, where you can play like...
That's the one! Newgrounds! Oh, my God.
Your head turned around so fast.
Oh, my God.
That's the one with all them funny-ass
videos. Yeah, remember the Star Wars one?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yoda?
Yeah, it was like funny ass clips that was like it was flash clips and flash games on there too.
Yep.
And then there was like an adult part, you know, where like every time we'd always try to go on there, like bypass the school system.
Yep.
And she's like, "What are you guys looking at? Nothing. We're on Newgrounds."
My friend used to show me all the stuff. That's where that guy from Burger King was singing the ding farther than ding farther than.
Yeah.
That is stupid.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff
like
that. Kiwan looking up 90s commercials.
It's going to be on mute.
Stay tuned. Hell no, it ain't going to be on mute.
All that, to bring back all that.
I know. And Kenan Thompson's the
producer on it. Okay. I don't know how that's going to be.
I'm not mad about that.
Him producing that. That's pretty dope.
Because he produced a lot, he helped produce a lot of episodes of Kenan and Kel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At a young age.
And then
he's always been like a pioneer in his own right.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. That's why I've always liked Kenan and Kel and all that. Because it was just, it was like SNL, but for kids. But it was funny. Like, as an adult now, you can watch it. Like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
See? The tricks?
The tricks commercial? Yep. I remember.
And I remember this specific one, too. Yep. Man, I wish I could see it right now. Like,
you are seeing it right now.
Can we turn the volume on?
No, you can't, because we're going
to
be...
Jorge doesn't understand the concept of talking to the fans, even though they're not here.
It's an audio medium. We have to explain everything with our voice.
I said, I wish you could see this.
Oh, I thought you said, I wish I could see this.
Oh, yeah, remember the toys?
Toys inside the cereal box.
That's the only one.
I remember they had...
Oh, the Kool-Aid.
Do you remember when Star Wars Episode 1 came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the lightsaber pins inside the cereal. We used to go to the store
and open up the cereal. Oh, you guys were those people.
Safeway manager came and said, "Yeah, we've been watching you guys for a few days now. We're gonna call the police."
Remember this type of Kool-Aid? Yeah, they used that all the time to Kool-Aid.
And my mom would never let us get that.
Oh.
I had that. The main guy. As my Remember, toys.
Yeah, they used to have the toys for all the cartoons.
Yeah, it was also, they also did it on McDonald's too. They like, they handed out like the cheaper version of it.
Yes, I hated it.
Speaking of like episode one, they used to have it on the Taco Bell, or it was one of them fast food places. They had all the people, like you had to collect them.
Yeah, right. And when you would walk into the food to eat place, they would have the display full of all the toys. And they'd be like, "Yeah, today we don't have any of the such and such."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is so cool.
Yeah. We're watching the Ritz Bit sandwiches, guys.
This is the first one that came.
Because there wasn't Ritz Bit sandwiches always.
Ritz Bits with the cheese.
I'm not saying Ritz Bit.
Remember the one with
I'm saying Ritz Bit.
They used to have a s'mores one.
Yeah, they did. But that came out way later.
Yeah,
that was like early 2000s.
Remember, it was cheese, then it was peanut butter.
Yeah.
Then the rest of it.
Babe.
Yeah. Babe in the City.
That'll do, Pig.
Oh,
that's
man,
Gordy.
Yo.
Oh, that's Gordy.
But no, Babe was a 90s one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do your thing.
My mom and somebody had told me, like, this is a knockoff Gordy. I'm like, no, Babe is.
I was like, I don't know what Gordy is.
Big Power.
Damn. That's.
What?
Damn.
We over here watching these commercials, y'all.
Right. Like, I mean, because it's bringing it all back.
So, if y'all are feeling real nostalgic, YouTube 90s commercials and a bunch of good stuff.
Bro, and those of you that don't know about it, like,
Discovery
you can watch
Zone?
It.
Yeah.
Didn't we have one in Denver?
Yeah, we did.
I used to always want to go to that.
Yeah.
So,
do
like,
you
remember,
know where the 16th... I mean,
remember that ESPN Zone?
Look. Oh, that was. Oh. But do you remember?
We're like, oh, that's not the city.
You know where?
Golden Grahams. Hey, yeah. I got. I just ate Golden Grahams today.
Damn.
That's still one of my favorite cereals.
Oh,
of all time.
That shit's really good.
That's
Century 16. That's where Discovery Zone was.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yep. Yes.
The theater was still there, but like it was.
It was like on the side.
Yep.
Do you remember ESPN Zone?
I do.
Yeah. Oh my god! I used to love.
I remember the first time I saw it. I was in Disneyland when they brought in like the center part in between like California Adventure. California Adventure still being built, and they had the ESPN Zone. I looked at my mom. I go, "We need to go." And they had a boxing one where like the panels came out, and you had to put on gloves and box. And I was
"That's the first place they gave you cards."
Yeah, when you had this white.
Yeah.
And ours was on the 16th Street Mall. I remember this one, this commercial too.
I remember my mom made Rice Krispies on
the giant remember he catches it?
Yeah. This shit used to be so creative.
Hella, man.
That was all clay animation. That was like a big thing back then.
Claymation.
Yeah, claymation.
Sure. I should slap the shit out of that.
Ooh, the McDonald's. Did y'all watch the movies?
The cartoon?
The cartoons?
I probably watched
They were actually good.
Yeah.
Because it was the creators of, like, the creators of Rugrats. And, They made episodes. It was so good.
Aren't they bringing back Rugrats? There's, like, another 90s show that they're bringing back, too.
I think it's Rugrats.
I want to say it was, like, it's Rugrats, but it's, like, 5 episodes or something like that.
Yeah,
the gummy lifesavers.
Oh my god,
gummy lifesavers. Fire too.
They were fire.
Yeah, so I mean, it's cool because like watching all this stuff is bringing back everything. Because I remember sitting here as a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons or whatever the case may be, and like looking at this, going,
"Oh, that's nostalgia on itself." Just like Saturday night, Saturday morning, just. Getting a bowl of cereal, watching a run of like great shows. Mm-hmm. It was like 4 or 5 great shows.
7 in the morning, up until like 11 or 12.
You
like,
did not like move. Mm-hmm. You were like,
do you remember? Do you guys ever do a sleepover Friday night? And then everyone's sitting there because it was like the parents didn't have to worry about anything getting burned down because you just pour cereal.
Exactly.
I remember I went over one house and it was like some white kid's house, right? Mm-hmm. And the mom was like, I got Fruity Pebbles, I got Golden Grahams, I got Trix, like any type of cereal you want, I got it.
There's my cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And I was like, what? This is, I was like, this is everything. Heaven. So like, we're like mixing it, we're like, it tastes like this, eat this. Oh man, that was so good. I was so full like the rest of the day because I ate so much cereal.
And that will fill you up too, milk and cereal.
Oh yeah.
And my mom was like, look, he got a good breakfast and he drank milk too, that's fine.
I remember when they dropped that milk and cereal song on MySpace.
Milk and cereal song?
Yeah, it was 2 black guys and they were like harmonizing like a motherfucker.
I want to say I remember that song.
Oh, I love these commercials.
What is this one? Is this the...
Is it Micro Machines?
It sounds like it.
What are name it. One Saturday
this
morning
is, this
cartoon.
This is Micro Machines. Yeah. Each. No, because I used to have this. Yeah. This is dope because it was like, it was tinier like Hot Wheels. And they were like, you know, because I could like easily put it in my pocket and like we'd have like this big old track. Yeah. I had this whole track set up for Micro Machines because it was like smaller and more portable I could carry as opposed to like my Hot Wheels was everywhere.
But to answer your question, I think Bobby's World.
Bobby's World?
Yeah.
That was my fucking shit.
Bobby's World.
Man, I'm just going to go ahead and say this because I've said it to like one person. But either I was, I'm not going to say it. But no, it's just too
You can't lead up
bizarre.
To that.
Yeah, it's just say
bizarre.
It.
I was by myself. People were at the house, but I'm watching Bobby's World like I do every single day. Mm-hmm. And there's this really fucking strange happening in the middle of Bobby's World where Bobby does some shit that should not be in a kid show. And I fucking look around for somebody to tell, like, yo, did you just see what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And nobody was there. So I'm the only one there. And, you know, I'm at a kid. I'm like, nobody's going to believe me because, what I saw was so damn bizarre that nobody would believe that you saw that in a kid's cartoon.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've held that literally all my life.
But, I mean, Rocco was a sex worker.
Rocco?
From Rocco's Modern Life.
He worked on a sex phone
hotline.
Wow.
So people would call in, you know, and there's like a couple scenes where like he's at work, you know, and you look at like all like the other stuff in the back.
The creator of that cartoon was
weird.
Especially with
Alpha Bits.
Ren and Stimpy. And they brought it back and had the adult version.
No, Yeah, that was hard to watch. Even as a kid, I'm like, I should not be watching this. This is like an adult cartoon.
I never liked those cartoons anyway. I never liked.
Well, they were like late at night type of cartoons.
They were, yep. And even the devil on Cow and Chicken.
Oh my god,
he would be on some weird ass shit.
And the Powerpuff Girls guy too. Him,
yeah, him, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of weird too.
He'd be like, Powerpuff Girls.
The only reason why I remember that is because I used to watch Samurai Jack before Powerpuff Girls. It was either that or like after. So like my cousin and I would sit there and watch it. Powerpuff Girls with her shit, yeah. You know, and I would sit there and watch it, and then she'd watch Samurai Jack with me.
Yeah,
and like that was the only way to compromise.
Oh, them Fruity Pebble ones.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah,
Pebble.
I grew up on Flintstones, Jetsons,
yep.
And
yeah, that was my shit. Because it used
all
to come
old
on
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. Johnny Test.
And yeah, Johnny Quest.
Oh, look at that fucking hat.
Johnny Quest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What was Johnny Test?
Johnny Test was later. That was later 2000s.
But do you remember they came out with that new version of Johnny Quest that looked more futuristic?
Yeah, I
And then they had this, what's the dude's name who's in a wheelchair and he talk, right? He used the computer to
Stephen
talk.
Hawking.
Yeah. Yeah. They had like some villain in there who looked like that. That fucking shit creeped me out. So I never watched the new one.
Uh-huh.
But I started really liking the old one.
Oh, remember the contest they used to have? Like on the cereal?
I won a Six Flags contest. And I won
did I ever eat that?
A Cheetos.
No, it was like
I won a Cheetos contest when they're like, oh, we're bringing the extra flavor hot Cheetos. And I remember winning and they sent me the bag and I go, Mom, I got a bag of Cheetos. She's like, from where? And I was like, the Cheetos company. Man. I don't know what it is, but this isn't out in stores yet. She's like, it's not out in stores. Yeah, you lying. I'm like, no, it's not. And then like, so I ate it and they're like, brand new Cheetos coming like in the summer. And she's like,
hot
you
Cheetos?
Got that? No, yeah. it was like the extra flaming hot Cheetos. It was like ones with lime or something like that. And like,
I think we were alive for the inception of regular hot Cheetos.
Yeah, we
Operation
were.
Operation Dumbo Drop. I remember this movie.
What is this?
Operation Dumbo Drop. They had to move this elephant from like one spot to another, and yeah, I remember it was like a pill, like cause the elephant got sick or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Mighty Joe Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Jungle to Jungle?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Those are two fucking good ass movies. Jungle to Jungle is my shit.
No, Jungle to Jungle is my shit.
They always have
the Kool-Aid with that twist top.
Yeah. And do you remember the other company that competed with that Kool-Aid? With the twist top, and you could drop like a little pill in the drink, and
what
it
was that?
Like it was a
mouth. Like,
remember
like a
those?
It was
remember those? What are those?
Pogs.
What the hell were those?
They're pogs.
That and people
what like, called. What did it do?
Yeah.
So like you essentially set out the pogs across the floor, right? So pogs are these little dishes, these little
This shit used to kill me.
We got to tell
only
audience.
You can take a bite out of crotch.
Right.
Only you can take a bite out of crotch.
So pogs were like these little discs that you like set down along a certain way and like your friend would slam them down too.
Yeah.
And you have these things that are a little heavier called slammers. Mm. And what would you do is you'd slam it down on the table and whichever ones slipped over are the ones you get to keep. Mm. Whichever ones didn't flip over, they get to keep.
Mm.
You know? So if you lost all of yours, then like you could bet your slammer on everything, you know, and like win it that way. Mm. So I had a bunch of pogs and I would only play with a couple of kids because they only had some.
Yeah.
But I was always afraid to lose it.
Yeah.
And then I had one slammer. It was a Batman Forever slammer. It was in the shape of a Batman symbol with the Riddler's question mark on it. And I was like, this is the greatest one.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, let me get it. I'm like, no.
Fuck
this is the best one.
I'm not playing.
Like, and I had no idea where I got it from. I think I was like a comic book shop and like the guy that ran it, he's like, I got this free. Do you want it? I want to say something like that. Damn. Yeah, I used to go to a comic book shop all the time. With my
grandpa. Had those pogs, but I didn't know what they were. I had one with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It came.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
I caught like the tail end of it.
Yeah.
So I would think like your generation or like you guys growing up would be like, this is just like obsolete now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember like I played with like one or two kids the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like really hesitant. I remember like cleaning them all out. And I told my grandpa, I got a whole bunch of pogs. He's like, from where? Like, where did you get these from? And I'm like, I won them.
Man.
Oh,
shark,
shit.
Street Sharks.
Yeah. Street Sharks? Yeah, yeah, that was a big one.
And I wanted those so wasn't bad, but they were expensive.
Wasn't it on WB?
Yeah.
The show wasn't good to me, but the toys were awesome.
All them shows. I was thinking this was Fox. This was Fox.
I remember I was really into Sharks, and like this was like the shit to me
as
a kid. I was like, I want this.
Yeah.
Because it was like Ninja Turtles around the same time.
Exactly.
Do you remember SWAT Cats?
SWAT Cats.
That sounds
good. There were two cats that were like, it was like futuristic, like, looking thing, and they were like, instead of like cars they drove around, they had like a jet that they would fly in all the time.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And I was
that.
Like, this is so dope, you know.
Do you remember when Pop-Tarts, like Pop-Tarts was the shit in the 90s, first of all. But do you remember when Toaster Strudel started shitting on Pop-Tarts with the commercials, like, don't eat that regular breakfast. They throw the Pop-Tart.
You can put the cream on this?
Yeah. Right.
And they're like making their own designs, like, ooh, like, this
ooh,
is dope.
We gotta get that. And like, for a while, you didn't get that. You gotta heat up the frosting, or at least I did. So you're just like scraping it on there, like, why the fuck is it not coming out like the commercial? That's Marv from...
All right, for some of you guys that don't know about like this 90s stuff, because we're just getting like super deep into it, we're watching like a YouTube video of like all these 90s like nostalgia coming up. I'm like recapping on all this because we're getting like super deep into it. But for those of you that don't know about it, like this was essentially our childhood and everything we grew up on. Whether you're older or younger, like you guys all have like stuff that you're gonna remember, you know, do remember as like, you know, your generation of what you grew up on. I feel like the younger generation now, their big one is going to be like websites.
Like
90% of their stuff would be websites, or like something on Netflix, you know, or like Fortnite would be like a big one for them. Because for us, it's like it's Halo and like COD.
Yeah,
you know, that those were like big ones for us. Madden and 2K also. Ken Griffey Jr. is
gotta have my pops.
You know,
Blitz.
Or like,
Blitz.
Yeah,
those are like, you know, like games in the arcades too. Like those were like, because we were like that generation that caught like the end of the 80s.
Yeah,
the Batman, the 95 Batman.
That had its.
Do you know I had this movie on VHS until like probably 3 years ago?
Really?
Yeah, through all that we've been through, living in a hotel, like moving from Atlanta, Georgia. You know when that movie came out? Probably 98, 99. You know, and we've had it that fucking long. I still have Star Wars Episode 1 on VHS from those days.
Do you?
Yeah.
This shit's
good. Why is that Barbie all cross-eyed? Look at the baby's eyes.
No!
Fuck that. Did any girl, like, you know, have the big-ass Barbie house?
Yeah, do you remember Team Tiger?
Yeah,
when he would have like his own like team and like you could be a part of it.
Yeah,
and it was like all Frosted Flakes, and it's like he was trying to get like kids to like be more active and everything. I was like, yeah, I'm Team Tiger. I got my you gotta earn your stripes.
Man, these commercials really have me thinking like Tony the Tiger's out there somewhere, and I'm like, you can meet him.
Right, but it's like, oh, you had to be a good athlete to do it.
Yeah,
you know, like you had to be a professional in order to like meet him.
It's funny that was the skiing.
What
commercial.
Is this before they show
Cabbage Patch Babies? Yeah.
Yeah,
Cabbage Patch was more of a '80s thing.
Yeah,
that but there like, was carried some over kids, to '90s.
Yeah, but I would always
bald headed babies,
bro. And there would be you go to like some ghetto family member's house, and their daughter has this Cabbage Patch kid. And the hair is fucked up, and they done drew
it's so
all
old.
Over it. Do you remember the bears with the overalls, and you could draw on their overalls?
Berenstain Bears?
No, you could draw on their overalls.
Care Bears?
No,
it wasn't Care Bears.
And you washed
it wasn't Care Bears. It looked like a knockoff of Care Bears.
Yeah, exactly right.
They came in all white or something, or like sometimes like. The jean like thing was white and they were colored in. Yeah.
And
I remember that.
You would wash it and you could redo it. You remember Invisible Ink?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you remember y'all remember the book drives? And you could get all the magic stuff like book drives really is nostalgic.
Yeah, the catalogs and you would order stuff?
Yes, and I never
is that
had
what you're talking
money.
About?
I had money like twice.
I remember we did one of those fundraisers. Mm-hmm. At like our school, and they're like, and they called my name up, and I wasn't paying attention at all. And they're like, "Hey, you're gonna hop into this machine right here. We're gonna blow money everywhere, and you just have to grab as much money as possible." I'm like, "What? Like, really? And they're like, yeah, there's like a 50 and 20 in there somewhere.
Wow.
You know? And they're like, yeah, there's like two 50s and like four 20s and the rest are dollar bills. And I remember, like, I grabbed like everything I possibly could. And I'm like, this is really happening. What? And then so, like, they're like, all right, how much money did you grab? Because I went like this with my shirt and like kept stuffing it in there and like holding it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, so we got $3 left on the floor and you caught the rest of the money. And like, I remember walking out there with like $200 or something like that. My mom goes, where the hell did you get $200 at school? Who did you steal it? I was like, no, mom, it was this big thing where like money was flying around and like other kids were running out. Yeah, it was so cool. I remember seeing them in it. And I was like, see, I wasn't lying.
Right. I remember,
I remember
that's Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah, so fucking dope. Like, that's why
that was in company.
Yes. Movie.
Oh, that's what it was.
The motherfucking one.
Yeah,
where you pull it back and it'll roll on its own.
But that dude, he's Burger King, though. He's not
the Kids Club.
Oh, yeah, the Kids Club.
Yep. That's what it was.
You had to sign up for some shit, right?
Yeah. And after school, like, that man, they hook you up too.
Oh yeah,
nuggets.
The Pizza Hut one too. The reading.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut. I never did.
They used to give us incentives for fucking reading and shit. Do you remember?
Some of that still do that.
Yeah.
They but the it's
summer
like
summer program.
The summer book club or whatever it is. Yeah. Like if you read a certain amount of books and you show that you did it, then they'll give you like credits. The big one was Chuck E. Cheese. You'd get tokens, like 20 tokens to go to Chuck E. Cheese if you did the Chuck E. Cheese one.
Man. See, ours was the Denver Zoo.
Yeah. There's the Cookie Crisp one.
Cookie Crisp, yeah.
The one we were just talking about.
And that's before the wolf.
Yeah. He was like a dog.
Said. Yeah. And they were bandits.
That's what... I didn't realize there was another guy. I always remember the dog only. I forgot there was a...
I used wolf, to love the, Cookie Crisp.
A cop, too.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The dog was a cop, but... Guess he was a bandit. What is he? What is
it? It was just like another guy over there. It was like a robber.
Ah, you see who that was?
Yeah.
That's what's his name.
What did he play in?
What was he in?
I don't know. What is it? Is this the Twix commercial?
That's going to bother me.
Yeah, that shit is going to bother me.
Oh my God. It is a Twix commercial.
Damn.
Why is he looking like that? Yeah, man. Good times. Good times.
Good times. Good times. So, what would say, if you could bring back, let's say, five things from the 90s.
I can't even.
Yeah, I'm like, I already knew what you were about to say. I'm
like, well, because, I thought about it. I was like, fuck, I can't even say one thing. I'll bring it back. There's so many things. No, I wouldn't bring it back, though. Because some of that stuff,
But think about it. This is before they were, like, trying to trigger people with racism. Look at all the black kids, white kids, all of them at Pizza Hut together.
Yeah.
And that's reality because I had a white friend, a girl. You know what I mean? Her dad let me and my brother spend the night at her house. And he only had a daughter. You know what I'm saying? He let us spend the night at their house, took us to Pizza Hut. And that was the first time I ever ate in Pizza Hut. We would always order it.
Right.
I was like... They had a fucking lobby where you can eat in Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And so the 90s was really a progressive time. And I think that people in politics and other places realized we can divide people. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel bad for kids who didn't necessarily grow up in this time because they don't get to know necessarily how together everything was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not listening to me.
I am listening. You're talking about nowadays.
They're shining me out.
You're talking about nowadays, it just feels like everyone's kind of out to get everyone.
But what I was trying to say is that
you would bring back
the
whole 90s feeling of when everyone kind of got along.
Togetherness in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of advertisements that were oh, that's borderline, you can't say stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know?
Comedians said what they wanted.
Right.
You know. I do hate
we're very sensitive.
Yeah, we were.
Now
it taught us to be tough back
the
then.
90s.
But I hated that you could just say faggot, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. That would be really hurtful words. And nobody could talk about their feelings back in those days.
I know, but I feel like it was
weak.
It was a part of their environment. So if everyone around is saying that word, they're going to think, oh, it's a right thing to say.
You're
not thinking, oh,
yeah.
oh, this guy is getting hurt off these words. Right. You're just like, oh, like everyone else is saying it, you know?
But so, because of like all stuff like that, like our generation has really thick skin.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we roast each other like more than half the time, you know? But half the time we're like, yeah, it's okay, it's whatever, right. You know? I remember being in on a stream, like watching video games, and like me and like the streamer were talking about stuff, and we're like roasting this kid, and the kid like really, the feelings got really hurt, and I had to go, look, man, I'm sorry, like, you know, we took it too far, like, I'm sorry about that, and like obviously he forgave me later,
right?
But it was like, damn, like these kids really don't got thick skin, like you roast them too hard, like, and it's kind of bad, you know?
Yeah.
But like for us, like that's like how our friendship is, like that's mm-hmm. our friendship dynamic, you mm-hmm. know?
I feel like that's love, like if we're not clowning each other. I really right. don't mess with you that much because you can't even get my humor. Damn, that shit's hard. Nigga, Kiwan said, fuck the 90s and went back to the 80s, baby.
I'm wearing all black tonight. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, people, they need to know.
Oh, yeah.
So, y'all need to go look up these 90s commercials and 90s montages from the shows, the opening credits. Go look it up. If all you kids.
If you're all the way up until our generation, like the 90s generation, like all you guys need to go back and rewatch those cartoons or like those episodes or commercials, whatever it was, because it brings back a bunch of nostalgia.
Heck,
I mean, if you're born in the 80s, if
older
you're,
than us,
yeah, baby
y'all
boomers,
need to too.
Like you guys watch it too, you're gonna be like, yeah, I remember watching that with my kid. Like, or, that's gonna bring back stuff,
damn,
like that too.
This is why my kids are so well rounded, even though I was at work.
Right. 90s cartoons had so many good values into it. Yeah. 90s sitcoms had so
for
many
real.
Good values to it.
For
like,
real.
What was it?
Full
Darman
House.
Greg was like the first time when they had like a gay couple on there, or like mm-hmm. not a gay couple, or like
what that meant. I mean,
were
I
they gay?
What it,
who was gay?
Darman Greg?
The
Greg? Greg was gay.
Greg was gay?
Yeah.
And, I thought and like they
Jack
were together.
Was gay. No.
Darman and Greg?
Yeah. Darman was like.
They were like best friends.
Yeah.
What?
Pretty much. Yeah. But it's like. But you watched it and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, like it's whatever. Like,
yeah,
I don't care.
You're
like,
not even thinking about
I remember,
it.
I remember someone going, like, oh, yeah, they're gay. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, they like guys. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like my friend. They're like,
right.
No, they like. And I was
right.
like, wait, you can do that?
That?
And I was like, that's not for me, though. We're just best friends.
And they just try to, they just pry into your mind instead of letting you, but yeah.
Right. It's
just crazy how they try and shape kids' mind because you're so innocent. You're not thinking about that shit at all.
Right.
But I
well,
remember, to be nostalgic, I was a horny ass kid early on. Kindergarten.
But I mean,
sorry,
I think,
audience.
I think it goes down to a point where it's like, there's a certain way to do things. The way I feel like we were brought up, it was so seamless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wasn't a point where we felt like we had to, like, second-guess someone. We had to judge someone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being a kid, like, I didn't judge someone based off the color of the skin. I was like, I don't like them. He's an asshole.
Exactly.
You know.
Or they're super nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
super
or, like, they're
cool.
really cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember having friends of, like, all different colors and
mm-hmm.
going, cool, like, I'm hanging out
man,
with this person today.
For real.
You know.
Exactly.
And it wasn't until, like, junior high school that I go, oh, all the Hispanics hang out with each other.
Exactly.
It's like, but cool, I still hang out with, like, my black friend here and, like,
right.
my Mexican friend over
mm-hmm.
here and then my white band geeks over here.
Exactly.
You know, I never got any of that.
And the thing about, like, you just said with geeks and stuff, like, that was a time where the most sportiest sport person would be kicking it with the quote-unquote nerdiest nerd.
Right.
I
mean, I did sports. I got my two varsity letters for soccer and baseball,
mm-hmm.
but I got my varsity letter for band as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I could never put that on a Letterman jacket because it was like, because my letters were K, so it would say KKK. And I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm like, no, can't do that.
I'm not
but like,
do that.
But my band teacher was like, yeah, only like select people have a varsity band letter at this school.
Damn.
He's like, you're one of the few people that has a sports band letter
mm-hmm.
from multiple sports and a band letter. I'm like,
man.
Oh, look at me. Look.
Yeah.
Hey, flex on me.
Hey.
Hey, no joke. I was so happy about that. That was like a huge accomplishment to
you
me.
You know, I wanted one letter, let alone three of them.
Yeah.
And for different things.
I definitely could not put that on my jacket if I had one. I didn't get a jacket,
But if I did get one, I'd be like, I would just put the band one on there and then the sports symbols like in between like right. the letters.
For real, you try and place them all over.
So no, I would put it on the K, I know, like I'm in the just corner. Joking. All right, I get it.
Jorge doesn't okay. get my humor, guys. After what, like 3 years of friendship? Y'all hit him.
Blaster, damn earbuds.
Y'all hit him. Loud. Y'all hit Jorge on his Instagram and tell him that he got to get it together when it comes to your boy. At Taj Markell, TAJHMARQUE to the motherfucking L. Yeah, hit me up, baby.
They're going to spell out the entire thing. They'll be like, this ain't you. Right. You lied to me.
I can't find you.
They're like, T.
How do you spell motherfucking?
Is that what the, like, completely spelled out? Or an I-N at the end?
Right. Is mother spell mother or mother?
Kiwan, you've been quiet this whole time. What do you have to say on this?
You just hear his chains jingling.
Change,
over here.
First
Thursday, day, let me bring it over here. Thursday, let me bring it over here.
Alright, do wobble to the phone. Do it shine in the light. Is it platinum? Is it gold? Can you throw it on your shoulder? Do your chain. Hey.
Is that your chain?
It's lit. It's lit, y'all.
They need to play that at a bar.
I'm saying.
All right.
That's another thing. We'll talk about next time I'm on, next time y'all have me on, is the music that they should be playing nowadays.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, I think we need to talk about that. I think we need to talk about all the cartoons, because that's a whole other episode on itself.
Yeah,
we just talked about, like, the stuff we experienced in the commercials. Yeah. It wasn't even like anything else besides that. Because that was, I mean, we were talking for like what felt like 10 minutes, you know, but that's like the whole episode right here. It was just reminiscing about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, shut up. You haven't said shit this whole time.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Three's a great number. Seven's a lucky number. I appreciate y'all for having me on.
Hey,
let's get it. We dancing right now. If y'all,
I'm signing now. I'm getting ready. You know, it's getting a little late.
He's gotta look out. Good. Who you signs know? Out of their podcast early?
Seriously,
bro. It's not early.
It is early.
We only 30 minutes in.
What are you talking about?
You literally gave me a silent reminder. Hey, we're gonna wrap it up.
Did I say that? No, hey, I didn't say that.
Our producers are wrapping it up right now.
Hey, he's like.
Hey, play the music. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you guys. If y'all come to my shop, SSL Cuts, it's 1430 East 22nd Avenue. You can look us up. If you guys mention the podcast, you get $5 off your first cut. So, do we say $5 over here?
Yeah, I think we agreed on $5 off your first cut. But
well, that's still standing, like, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. But you got to mention the podcast, and you got to tell us what episode you watched.
I mean, if Taj is still cutting hair like 10 years from now, like, you can still, like, hey, I heard the podcast. I heard, like, episode one or whatever it was. Period. You know, like, he'll still give you that time.
It might be more money at that time. You might get $15 off.
You're like, you know what? It's a free haircut.
Bitch.
But, yeah, like, if you're not sure where it is, you can hit Kiwan or myself up or Taj on his handle. Give him your handle one more time.
At Taj Markell on Instagram. And yeah, that's all I'm gonna share.
Hey, because Kiwan and I only fuck with Taj when our hair is getting cut. Because that shit look clean. That shit look clean. Mirror on the wall.
Here, nigga. You coming to get your hair cut?
All right. I don't know if we can say that on the podcast. All right. Kiwan, you got anything else you want to add to this?
No, have a good night, guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Yo, we're going to hit you back with episode 8. Next week on Saturday. We'll be on time this time, I promise. We'll make sure we get it out to you guys. It might be a little bit late because we're supposed to be at a wedding next week.
Maybe we'll talk about that. Let's talk about that.
That'd be good.
No, we'll save that for episode 9. We'll talk about like our other stuff, and then we'll save that wedding thing for episode 9 and anything that may or may not happen with that, because I have a feeling some drama's about to happen over there.
That's going to be interesting.
But, all right.
Pig.
You guys good? Anything else? No? Yeah. All right, we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Yeah.